And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, for the Prescott Downtown Partnership, MJ Smith.
Welcome, listeners. Today we have with us Chairman of the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors, Craig Brown. Welcome, Craig.
Hi, how are you, MJ? And thank you for having us here today.
I appreciate you coming in. One of the reasons I wanted to have you in today is you have been an integral part of us being able to do events at the Yavapai County Superior Courthouse Plaza, including 4th of July, where we held our art fair, and then the summer concert series more recently, which just wrapped up on the 25th. And I got a lot of feedback from people who were thrilled to have an option and a place to come, you know, a safe place to come out and enjoy our beautiful weather. So thank you so much for that, just to start.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome. You know, since the COVID-19 began back in late March, you know, we've had to, you know, basically play it by ear and see what we could do to accommodate people and let them have at least some kind of exercise out in the fresh air. You know, couldn't stay inside forever. That first 3 weeks was hell for everyone.
It was tough. And by the time we started having those conversations in about June, you know, we were still very early in this pandemic. But even at that point, people were bristling to get out and to be able to enjoy some socializing, but in a safe way. And you could have taken the easy way out at that point and just said no. You could have done that, and you didn't. And I think that your constituents and our residents and our tourists really appreciated you giving us the time to come up with a plan that was safe, working with both you and Leslie Horton with Community Health Services to ensure that we did these in a healthy way.
Well, we used the guidelines established by both the federal and the state, you know, health departments in telling us what we should be doing, and working with the city, with Greg Mangarelli especially. Mm-hmm. The mayor was very good about, we were trying to weigh things one way or another and trying to feel our way through this. And we relied a lot on what the governor's guidelines were, but we said this is a different area because this is mostly rural. So we decided, you know, that we would take a different, slightly different approach, but try and stay within the guidelines established by the executive orders.
And I think we can say that we did that fairly successfully, being as we had zero cases traced back to any of those events that we've conducted at the plaza there.
Yes, and that's a very big plus, and that's one of the reasons why we were able to continue on with some of the shows, even though some had to be canceled.
Some of those were canceled by the organizers themselves. You know, they came out and just decided that it maybe it didn't make sense. But those that we were able to adapt to the COVID model, people have been very appreciative. I don't know if you got any feedback at the Board of Supervisors.
Well, I've gotten both good comments and bad, because there's always going to be both sides of it. But we've tried to analyze, you know, on a daily basis what is happening in the county. Every day I see the stats before most people do in the public, and we make sure that we look at our hospitalizations and how many beds we have available in different locations, where there seems to be a spike of any kind, which right now we're not experiencing at all. Mm-hmm. And the numbers are real low, which is keeping our fingers crossed they stay that way. But even after the Labor Day weekend, which we expected there to be a spike, there was none. And so we thought that was an excellent indication that whatever we're doing right.
And that's very reassuring for people, because as you said, there are those on both sides of this issue who, there may be those who feel like we need to shut down completely in order for our schools to be able to reopen. And then there's the other side that's going, we can't shut down completely or our economy is going to suffer. You know, we've got to find that balance. And I think that working very closely with you, working very closely with Leslie, we were able to find that balance, at least when it came to events at the plaza.
Well, I think we found a happy medium, and we've all worked together very well and understand that we have to move forward with certain things that will have a positive effect. The wearing of masks, the social distancing, washing your hands and things after, use of different surfaces and cleanups and hygiene. Very, very important. And everybody's done a fantastic job. I got to say thank you to the citizens because they are really the positive side of this. They've made the difference. So those people that are wearing masks, thank you. For those that aren't, social distance.
Right. And I can ditto that. We saw really great response from the majority of our vendors when we put these protocols into place. Those who were coming out, they were simply thrilled to have a place to do business. So they were willing to, go above and beyond with their safety protocols in order to be able to see the events go on. So I think you're right. I think we managed to find kind of that middle ground that enabled us to move forward.
And with this formula that we worked out, I think we can move forward into the winter days, that we're going to be able to still continue to have some of our events as long as we do our social distancing. I think the next great big one is actually going to be Acker Night here in December, but it'll be cold, but people will be close together. But most of the events are going to be on the plaza and not in the limited access of small business. So,
and that's something we have to thank you for, again, is normally Acker Night does not take place at the plaza. You know, there's the overflow of the traffic who use it to sit and meet and organize, but it's not typically part of the organized footprint. And you've given us the go-ahead to utilize some of that space so that we can make sure people are spreading out and we still get to move forward with, I would say, one of the most popular events in the Quad Cities, wouldn't you?
Well, everybody likes to get out on that evening and, wander about the different stores and things, what's going on, downtown. And it's more of a limited to our, people here in this community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, we don't bring in a lot of people or out of towners because it's on a Friday night. And usually it's just folks that live here that want to enjoy the music and, they can social distance. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be a little bit larger than our concert series, but we'll have, and the kids want to get out there and demonstrate their dancing ability and things, which I guess we're going to do on the east side of the courthouse this time, on the pavement there instead of in the streets. So there's a lot of different things and things we have to keep a look at. If we don't keep a positive outlook, we're in a lot of trouble to begin with.
Coming from an outside market, moving here from a different area, it is really refreshing to see that teamwork between the county, the city, the various jurisdictions, and then the private groups, like the Prescott Downtown Partnership or the Chamber, to ensure that even in the chaos that is 2020, we are still able to move forward with some of these events that are so important to our citizens.
The communities, they need a break every once in a while. And there are a lot of things we've had to, not participate in over the course of the last 9 months. So hopefully things will get better as time goes by.
Yeah, we heard from a lot of families in regards to the summer concert series. I don't know if you've seen these numbers yet, but we saw about 16,000 people over the course of the entire series at the plaza. And we had another 20,000 who logged in online to watch the live streams. And one thing I heard from those who were there in person was they had to get out with their kids. They needed some place to take their kids. They're homeschooling. Everybody's locked in. They're not doing play dates, but they felt safe coming out to that big footprint that is the plaza.
Well, that's like I said, you need to have something get you away from the boob tube at home. So.
And parents were definitely sharing that feedback with us.
You can only watch so much TV, I'm sorry.
I agree. And listen, one thing with the summer concert series is we are blessed with just a plethora of very, very talented musicians here. So giving them that venue and that.
A lot of creative people live in the Prescott area.
Yeah, it's really incredible. It's one of the things that I find most attractive having moved here, recently is just that camaraderie of the entertainers here. It's been very, very nice.
That's what makes it everybody's hometown.
Right. And so we got into talking a little bit about what's coming up in the winter and the fall. We know we have The holiday light parade coming up on the 28th. We have Acker Night. We have the courthouse lighting, which again, you're integral in ensuring that that goes on again. We work really closely with your facility staff to ensure that we are not overtaxing our courthouse, our historical courthouse, and they've been great with walking through and making sure that we can continue that this year.
Well, we try to keep it as pristine as we possibly can. You know, we make a big effort in that regard. It costs us a lot of money to do that, but it is one of the attractions of Yavapai County. So,
yeah, I would say it's the heart of downtown Prescott, the plaza there. It's what everything else revolves around, and I think people are often confused to find out that it's county property rather than city property, being as it sits right there in the heart of downtown.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people don't realize that.
Right. So it's nice to see that partnership between the city and the county, and that it works so healthily.
Sure.
In a positive way. So when we were talking earlier, you and I, you were talking about the numbers and how closely you watch those in the morning.
Every
Talk
day.
To us a little
Every
bit about
morning
that.
About around 9 o'clock, Terry Farnetti, who does the numbers for us, you know, and gets the information out to the public. I get a email from her, and I check the numbers back and forth to see how many overnight, you know, exposures we've had that have tested positive, and then we see the numbers that are, you know, going on in the other counties. We see if there's any link, you know, between different locations and things like that, and or events. Mm-hmm. And so far, we have not been able to find any links on any of them since way back in April when we first started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also track, you know, how many cases are at each hospital, how many beds are still available just in case there should be a spike. And so far, we're down in the single digits, which is really good for four hospitals, and that's across the county all the way over to Cottonwood. So we're tracking Cottonwood and the VA and both the West and East branches of YRMC.
And so you feel pretty comfortable with where we are at as far as our numbers?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're doing exceptionally well. I think most of the counties in in Arizona would like to be where we're at.
I would agree. I think if the rest of Arizona was sitting where Yavapai County is, we probably would have moved into phase three as a state by now.
Well, we hit one number on a Wednesday morning with three people affected overnight, and that was last week. And we were just surprised, and we said, is that right? And it was, and we double-checked with the hospitals, and you know, there was only three positive tests, and we said, well, maybe we have finally come over the top of the crest of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's coming back up a little bit. So back in school, and people are moving around a little more because of that. So I kind of expected it, but it still hasn't spiked to the numbers where we were in the 60 range at one point in time per day.
And so what advice would you give to the community, or what would you like to say as far as our COVID numbers?
Continue being cautious. Wear your mask if you feel you need, if you need to and you're in a crowd. Socially distance as much as you possibly can. Also wash your hands multiple times during the day as available. Mm-hmm. And just do the best you can, and we'll get through this all together.
Right. And I think that we've done a really good job communicating to our most vulnerable populations and allowing them some access to things without them needing to come out and put themselves in jeopardy.
Of all the things we've seen in the past, the one thing that is very clear is those people that have some type of immune deficiency, mm-hmm. and or are older or have breathing problems, those are the ones that have to be really careful. So be careful. Wear a mask. You know, wash your hands more. Don't go out as much.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for my family, we usually spend a lot of time at home, but we try and take a break or go for a hike or a walk around the block or something every day,
mm-hmm.
just to stay mentally healthy.
Yeah, avoid those indoor congested situations.
Correct.
And that's what we keep telling and reminding people is, you know, you don't have to shutter yourself. That's not necessary, you know, under most situations.
No, and you don't have to wear a mask in a car if you're driving by yourself.
True. Very, very true. All right. You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide on KQ&A.com. We will be right back with Supervisor Craig Brown after this.
It's finally starting to cool off, and there's still time to make your annual propane pre-buy purchase. Buy now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right, winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC healthcare experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-Ys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
'Twas the year of the election all through the county. The forces of greed hoarded their bounty. While everybody in everybody's hometown liked justice a lot, there was a grouch who wanted the Justice Center to stop.
Who cares if the courts suffer from delay, or if the officers have to drive 100 extra miles in a day? Why support prisoners who need mental help? Never, never, never share the wealth.
We all know a grouch's heart is two sizes too small, but we don't have to let a grouch win in our county at all. It's up to us. I'm John Lutz, and I won't let a grouch steal justice or the Justice Center. Learn more about me at VoteJohnLutz.com.
Ah, who needs justice?
Paid for and authorized by John Lutz for Supervisor.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, MJ Smith.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott on KQNA, 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. And again, we are here with Chairman of the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors, Craig Brown. Craig, so before the break, we were just kind of talking about some things that are developing in the county, and you have some big news to share today.
Well, right now, you know, the 9/11 system went down the other day, and we're still trying to figure out how that happened, because it went down for about 12 minutes across the county, and nobody's sure exactly what happened. But in the meantime, we were putting together another program. That is, if you can't call and make a voice phone call, we now have a system where you can actually text into 9/11. It'll work in the same way that, you know, that 9/11 usually works if you have an emergency, and you can state what your needs are in text instead of doing it by voice.
And that service is available across the county?
Across the county now, and it's one of the big moves forward that we've been trying to do. Other counties have already got it operating in their systems, and now we have it as well. So we're very happy to see that to be added to the sheriff's response.
So listeners, you hear that you can now text in to 911 in an emergency if you are unable to make a voice call. So that's a big improvement to our 911 system.
Absolutely.
And then tell us a little bit more about that outage. What was, you said you're not sure how it happened?
It was about a 12-minute outage that apparently everybody suffered day before yesterday, on Tuesday. And it was a 12-minute outage there in the afternoon, and nobody could get into 9/11 and any of the systems. That included the fire dispatchers and the sheriff's dispatchers, as well as apparently people at home could not get onto their computers.
Oh, goodness.
So it was pretty widespread throughout the county, and I know we got a number of phone calls, but it was fixed right away, and we got everything back up and running, and everything's been smooth since. But we're still trying to find out what happened.
Yeah, that's a big what happened, isn't it?
Big question mark.
Well, we'll leave you to keep working on that one. Any other news you want to talk about within the county? Let's talk maybe about the Exhibition Center. What do you got going on out there?
Oh, the Yavapai County Exhibition Center. A lot of people have asked about what's going on out at the racetrack. And the racetrack is obviously privately owned by Arizona Downs, and they run the racetrack, and they own the big section of the property out there that houses the horses and the people that are here and the other buildings that are around it. But the Coors building and the buildings and the area around it are actually owned by the county and are used for exhibition events. And in fact, this summer we had several FFA events out there that were socially distanced.
Of course. And
everything was under the same guidelines as we do at the plaza. And it was very successful. A lot of the kids got to have show their animals and have a very positive effect. And we were thinking about possibly moving the county fair there as well. But then we decided that because at the time of the preparations for the fair, we said, no, let's hold off on the fair this year. It's not working out the way we anticipated.
Right.
So with that, we renamed the buildings to the Yavapai County Exhibition Center, and we're trying to decide what we're going to be doing with that building in the future. It's almost 60,000 square feet. However, the building itself needs some repair and needs some effort, put into it. But in the meantime, with some of the moving of properties back and forth and exchanges that we've done with Arizona Downs, we also picked up an area where we have some what you would say are like a stable area that we'll be able to use for emergencies and for large animal rescue. So we're very happy about that, getting that finalized. And in fact, large animal rescue is already supposedly moving in and getting their equipment set up there. But there's a wide open set of property that's about 30 acres that runs along the side of 89A, and there is some interest on selling that property to Mark Worth, who is out there and doing the trailers. and
do you have an
recreational
opinion
vehicles
on where you would like that to go? Would you like to see it stay within the county's
hands?
Well,
I'd like to see some of it stay within the county, because once we get rid of something, it never fails that in 2 years we'll be looking for property to do exactly what we already had.
Right.
And so I don't think it's a hot idea to, you know, get rid of it. I'd like to see it used more for equestrian events and for, you know, FFA type of events, and possibly the fair coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that's important to the people of Yavapai County, because we have rural roots, and that's what we want to keep alive with our children. And, you know, be available that way. They would have some place to go.
Yeah, we have a very strong FFA and 4-H participation here in Yavapai County. So having something available to those kids. And I know coming into this year, you know, they started raising their animals before pandemic was on anyone's radar. You know, they start in November, December, and they start raising the, and then here we get bombarded with pandemic, and when it's time for them to take them to sell or to do those things, a lot of them in a lot of places in Arizona didn't have a venue. So I know there was a lot of appreciation for the FFA events that did take place here in Yavapai County.
Yeah, that's right. It was a very big success. I mean, we had over 100 kids at the two events that I was at, along with their animals and their families there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually there for one day, and, you know, they come in and show their animals and, you know, whichever type it may be. And we had sheep and pigs and, you know, a lot of different animals of that type. And it's good for the kids to get out and have something to participate in that, you know, is open to them, instead of just keeping them at home. After a while, like everybody else, you get a little shut in.
Right, and it does teach so many great values. So many good things are being passed along to this generation when they participate in those activities. I mean, responsibility, showmanship, public speaking. You know, it's much broader than what someone might think when they think of FFA, as far as the skill set that we're passing along.
Well, it's that, as well as Yavapai County Fair, you know, also has its agricultural FFA and 4-H type component to it. And we wanted to have some place that would be centrally located where people could access it and would be appropriate for the, you know, the type of venue that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the rodeo grounds is kind of being outgrown, and it's no longer, you know,
Right. Works
quite as well as the fair would like. And of course, that's what they say at this point, but, you know, it's one of those things is in some ways we're outgrowing what we're using now. Maybe we need to go back to what the original plan was, because that's where the fair was originally at.
And so why did they change back to the rodeo grounds? Give me some background on that.
The facility availability.
Okay.
And, you know, having the buildings they could use, because at the time, the Coors building had a lot of storage in it, and so there was a lot of stuff out there that was from the racetrack, and the racetrack was going through bankruptcy, and so there was different issues taking place on the premises, and we didn't want a mix of, they did one thing, we did one thing, something ends up missing. We didn't want any arguments or anything like that, so we just didn't use the facility until things got straightened out.
So how long ago was that the fair was held at that venue?
Oh, geez.
How long has it been back at the rodeo grounds?
I think it went back to the rodeo grounds about 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
So before that, it was out at the event center in Prescott Valley for several years.
Got it.
And it was before that, so I'm going to say at least 10 years.
So we need to find it a permanent home, is what you're saying.
Yes, that would be good.
Yes, give that poor committee a permanent home and a place where they can do some events throughout the year, not just during the week of the county fair.
That's right.
But what else do you have going on? What's on your plate? What's weighing on your mind these days?
Well, there's a lot of different things going on in the county. You know, we always have things that are happening. You know, we've got the events, obviously, down on the plaza, and then the events that we're looking at and things we're trying to straighten out with the out there at the Downs. And, you know, we have the Criminal Justice Center, you know, obviously moving forward. That's a 20-year-long project that's coming to fruition. And a lot of questions about that. If you haven't been on the website, go to yavapai.justice, and you will be able to come up and see exactly what's going on in that website. on a weekly basis because we're out there and we have this drone that goes around and takes pictures.
Oh, very nice. So constant updates on that one. Yeah, and then you have county building is opening on Monday to the public again. Is that right?
That's right. On the 5th, we're going to be opening up so you have access at the county buildings here and in Cottonwood, Fair Street in Cottonwood. And you'll be able to go in and make your payments to the treasurer's office directly and get a receipt. And that way a lot of people like to come in and pay by cash.
Of course, yes.
So they can get their bills, which will go out this week, and they'll get the bill over the weekend, and they'll be able to come in on Monday and go directly to the treasurer's office and make a payment. However, 2 days after that, we also have early voting starting. So the lobby of the building will also be open for early voting starting on the 7th.
Very nice. And I noticed today that you had paperwork for registering to vote outside where people can stop in and pick it up in advance of the...
The 5th is the last day to register to vote. So if you haven't voted, you need to get in and register so you can vote and get that turned into the recorder's office. If you come to the county buildings now, you will make a phone call and they will come down and take care of whatever your needs may be or take your form and get it filled out and get you registered that way.
But people should not be turned off by the fact that the doors are closed, correct? They can still process all these things.
We are open and open for business. We just do not have people wandering the building.
Which makes sense. But as of Monday, they'll be free to wander again.
Well, this goes back to the COVID experiences. I've got a workforce. If I get one person sick in a building and or in a unit, that whole unit goes home for 2 weeks. So that means they stop doing any kind of work for the county, and we run into different issues. Now, some of our folks are still working from home, and we're going to continue that until we see that, you know, there's a vaccine or something that can mitigate the problems with moving staff back and forth. But, for instance, I tried to explain to a person the other day was, I can't have one person get sick in development services. That's where permits are issued.
Right.
If that one person gets sick, that means the whole unit goes home for 2 weeks. That means for 2 weeks there's no permits. No permits means no work.
Right. No planning.
So there's, you know, we can't have that affecting our businesses out there. So we have to make sure we keep everything as pristine as possible.
Well, I know that this morning when I was there, there were 5 or 6 people waiting in line to register to vote. So your message is getting out that you are open and that people can come in to
good. And the other thing that I would like to remind everybody is not just voting. Get out and get your flu shot. There are a number of places in town that are offering flu shots. I believe some of the markets, some of the different pharmacies. And tomorrow I know we're having county flu shots throughout the county for all of our employees, and the health department's already posted a schedule in the health department website where they can go.
Always a good idea to get your flu shot, but this year, more important than ever, we don't want these two things colliding and wrecking havoc on
the
county.
No, and you don't want to think you have one when you may have the other, so you want to be careful both ways. So.
Well, I appreciate you stopping in very much today, Craig. And again, I want to extend my thanks for how open you were and willing to work with us coming into this season. And on behalf of the Prescott Downtown Partnership and our membership, thank you. Thank you for this season.
Well, you're quite welcome. That's very nice of you, MJ, and we wish you most success.
Thank you so much.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Governor Doug Ducey announces body cameras are on their way to Arizona troopers.
The governor's office says it's phasing in these body cams, starting with 150 going to state troopers in rural and urban areas. The office reports this phase-in over the coming months will help determine staffing. The body cams are being supplied through private vendors. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
Despite the chaotic nature of Tuesday night's presidential debate, it likely won't have much of an impact on voters.
OH Predictive Insights Chief of Research Mike Noble says the debate was a reflection of the current polling, which shows a polarized electorate.
There's about 6% of voters undecided, so if you were to visualize that, if there's 100 people standing in front of you, only 6 people in that crowd are actually undecided. On Trump's best day, he's at 45% support. On his worst day, he's at 42%, so a very small margin between his floor and ceiling. However, you look at Biden, on his best day, he's at either 52% or worst day, 49%.
Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny, warm, and dry into and through your KQ&A weather weekend with light breezes and mostly clear nights. Cooling after bedtime to near 52 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, with highs tomorrow through a breezy Sunday in the upper 80s. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, overnight lows near 57, with daily highs in the upper 90s the next 4 days. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues in a moment on KQ&A.
The days are getting short, the nights are cooling off, and if you haven't done so already, it's time to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program. Buy your winter propane at summer prices. That's right, lock in a summer price for the entire winter. This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane, inviting you to join your friends and neighbors in planning ahead for the winter. Stop by or call us at 636-1600. Better yet, order online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, MJ Smith.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com. Today, now, we're talking with the owners of Blue Collar Customs, Shane Probst and Jim Lukowski. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, MJ. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you coming in. Tell us a little bit about your business. How long have you been in business? Where are you located? What do you do?
We're located in Prescott Valley, 8859 East Valley Road, across from Little Dealer Big Prices,
mm-hmm.
right off 69.
I think it's the other way around. Yeah. Big Dealer Little Prices. Yeah, they're cringing right now.
Yeah. Right, they're going, no.
We've been there for 3 years.
And how'd you get into business? What is your business for people who don't know? What do you do?
Our business is motorcycle repair, customization. Service is our bread and butter. We specialize in the American V-twin, but we can do any motorcycle, the basic maintenance like tires, brakes, forks,
troubleshooting,
stuff like that. But our bread and butter is a Harley-Davidson. So if you own a Harley-Davidson and you need it serviced or specialize or customize or repaint it or anything you need, or call us and or stop by, say hi. We're there 6 days a week.
And how is business?
It's really good right now. We've been busy through all this pandemic and it's been going good.
And I know because you've had a good season, you felt the need to spread the love a little bit. We started talking about the Whiskey Row Motorcycle Rally, and it came up on your radar, and you immediately came into the Prescott Downtown Partnership and said, how do we help? How do we be part of this? We want to give back to our bars that have been shuttered, and we want to give back to the courthouse lighting. So we appreciate that. We appreciate your community-mindedness and the fact that you stepped up immediately for a new event and said, all right, let's grow this and let's make it happen. And you're doing something pretty big in regards to the Whiskey Row Rally. Tell me about the raffle you have going on.
We're raffling off a 2009 Super Glide Dyna. It's only got 6,000 miles on it. It's a brand new bike, practically.
What does it look like? What color
is
it?
It's two-tone, black and silver. Pretty stock. Really clean. It'll be a great bike for any beginner or, you know, any kind of rider, really.
Raffle tickets, how much are they?
The raffle tickets are $100, and a lot of people are swerving or falling out of their chairs right now. But we keep the ticket amount very low. So it's a, you know, your odds of winning are pretty good.
1 in 100, basically.
Basically, yep. And so $100 a ticket. We've currently only sold 25. We will pull the winning ticket the last day, the 25th, there at the rally, mm-hmm. 3 p.m. And if we don't sell all 110 tickets is the max we're doing. If we don't sell all the tickets, we're still pulling a winning ticket. So,
even if they don't, if you don't sell 110, if you only sell the 25 that you've sold right now, someone is still getting a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
And you are making a donation from this to the courthouse lighting and to the bars who were shuttered for almost 6 months, correct?
Absolutely.
So this is an instance, listeners, of when we have a business who's had a very strong season, stepping up and kind of propping up those who've had a harder time navigating COVID. And that's something that is very common in this neck of the woods. Prescott, Prescott Valley, the Quad Cities, they really embrace their own. They step up to support their own. And we are thrilled to have you involved with the Whiskey Row Rally. Tell us a little bit more about your business. How did the two of you guys get in cahoots together?
Well, I retired from the service about 3 or 4 years ago, 2017, and always had a motorcycle, a Harley enthusiast my whole life, and ran into Shane. Shane was the lead mechanic at a local shop here and became friends, went on a couple rides together, and the talk of being an entrepreneur and him getting back into owning his own business again came about. Mm-hmm. And then he just kept saying, man, you're very smart, and I feel like you're just like almost as good a mechanic as I am, and man, we could do a lot of good. No, I'm kidding. I had to get the gab, and Shane has the brains to fix any Harley out there, so we made a go at it.
Yeah, it just worked out.
What branch of the service did you serve in?
I was in the Navy
well,
diver.
Thank you for your Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate that.
And we pass that along to customers. We do 10% off for veterans and first responders. So police officers, we usually extend it to family. You know, I know a lot of people go to these, they talk about how their sons are in the service or daughters are in the service. And so we always usually give them a discount just for being a mom.
Just for helping to serve, supporting those who serve.
If you're an EMT guy or a firefighter, please, if you come in and do any business with us, let us know. And then we can.
We just like to support anybody that supports us, really.
So tell us about your business. You started out, you opened your doors when? Remind me again.
December of 2017.
2017. So you've been in business almost 3 years. And already you're, I mean, that's still pretty new business, you know, only, and especially considering one of those years was in the midst of 2020, we're just going to call it, and we'll leave it at that. But the fact that you're able to step up at this level, so new in business, speaks very highly of knowing your niche, you know, knowing who your audience is and planning well. So talk about that a little bit. Who is your core customer? Who is it that comes in and supports you?
Really, we just like going off our reputation. And we push it a lot, you know, we push what we do and how hard we work for everybody. And people see that and are attracted to it, I guess. So,
yeah, our biggest advertising is word of mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We try to spend a lot of money and post stuff, but it just seems to be, you know, once you treat somebody really well and they can tell you're doing the best you can, you know.
Honest. We're just honest. We don't, you know, just everything we do.
Well, and Blue Collar Customs is the title sponsor of the Whiskey Row Rally, so they will be out there. They'll have a booth. You'll have some bikes on display, correct?
Yep.
Awesome. They'll have some people working their booth and handling registration for the Whiskey Row Rally Poker Run, which will take place on Saturday. Registration starts at 9 a.m. You can register from 9 to noon. Last bike out at 12:30. Last bike has to be back in by 5:30, and we will announce the winning hand at 6 o'clock. At Whiskey Row Harley Davidson downtown. So they're going to have a big presence down there and be one of our main vendor booths down there with some bikes on display. You want to talk about any of the bikes that you'll have on display down there? Anything you're super proud of?
I think, we're failing in that. We usually do these really nice builds and they go right away to the customer and we don't really photograph them or get them out there or travel around with them much. So there are some local bikes that kind of have our touch on them, and they've been customized through our place that'll be down there on display. And
we got one in progress that we're trying to get there to bring.
Tell us about it.
It's a 1986 FXR, and it's frame up build, and it's actually already bought. One of our customers already paid for it, and it's a updated. Custom paint, you know, it's an all-out bike. We just got to be able to get it done. We've been super busy and haven't had any time to work on it, but our goal is to bring it to the event.
I might have. My mother came to visit a while back and brought her Sportster that she's had for over 30 years, and my memory caught me when I was pushing it around. It was the first Harley I ever rode. And so I did a little bit of restoration. I might bring it out there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a fun bike to look at.
You know? And it's nice to have those stories, those personal stories, because here you are, your business owners. This is your industry, and to look back and say, yeah, that's where it started. That's the bike where it all started. So you obviously come from a motorcycle family. You're talking about your mom's bike.
Yes.
Tell me about that history growing up with bikes.
Well, we were
the legal stuff.
The swap meet. family.
Uh-huh.
We would buy and sell, or, you know, sell motorcycle parts. So if you ever go to a swap meet nowadays and you see the little kid running around all dirty helping out, that was me growing up. And just always felt comfortable around motorcycle and I guess you could say bikers or, you know, motorcycle enthusiasts. They always just come across as straight shooters and always made me feel comfortable. And I've always had a passion for riding, you know, motorcycles. So,
so you always spoke the language. You know, from a very young age, you understood bikes inside and out and what the parts were and what they did.
I thought so until I started working with Shane and he taught me the right way to do things.
The right way? Tell us about that, Shane.
Oh, it's not the right way. It's just there's a way that you learn over time. I learn every day still and I've been doing it for almost 15 years.
And Shane was a, he's a master Harley tech. So, you know, when I left high school to join the service, he left and went to MMI and then traveling and doing his whole adult life as a mechanic, you know, chasing from states to Texas to California and big dealers to small shops in between. So,
So tell me about your history with motorcycles. Did you did your family ride when you were young?
No, not really. I started out, you know, dirt bikes and everything, but just working on a Harley got me into it, and I wanted to learn more.
So how old were you when you started that?
You're like seven.
Seven. Three.
In the Harley world, I think I was in my mid-20s almost.
In your mid-20s.
When I started really like involved.
And what did you love about it?
Just you know, they're all different. Their parts are interchangeable. You can do anything you want to personalize your own bike.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, people make it their own, and it's super interesting to me. And this Harley, is somebody else's style.
Harley owners, man, do they customize and individualize their motorcycles more than anybody. So it's kind of cool to see.
Yeah, it is. It is very unique to the owner, isn't it? I think a lot of people who maybe aren't in the industry don't realize how individual bikes are to their
owners.
You
can pick out you see a bike in a parking lot, I can almost pick out the person
that goes with it.
Yeah, no.
We're gonna have to play that game, you and I, during the Whiskey Row Rally.
There's some surprises out there.
Oh yeah, there is.
And again, the Whiskey Row Rally will take place October 24th and 25th downtown on Goodwin and Montezuma Streets. Blue Collar Customs will be down there with us, showcasing some of their products, selling raffle tickets to win a bike, $100 per ticket. Can they buy them in advance now?
Yes.
Where can they buy them?
They can come to our shop right now and buy them. We have the bike up for show there. You can come look at it in person. You can sit on it. We can start it up for you. We can ride around the block while you watch us.
So you hear that? Yeah. They stop into the shop. You can see the bike. You can buy your ticket and know that you're supporting a very good cause and a company that supports the community. So thank you both so much. This is Shane Probst and Jim Lukowski, owners of Blue Collar Customs, sitting in and talking about the Whiskey Row Rally today.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olsen's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, MJ Smith.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Again, I want to thank Blue Collar Customs owners Shane Prost and Jim Lukowski for stepping in and talking with us today, talking about their business and the Whiskey Row Rally that we have coming up October 24th and 25th. Jim, Shane, any last words you'd like to say?
Well, we'd just like to thank all of our customers, our support from our friends, our family, everybody that helps us out. We know we appreciate everything.
Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are what makes it happen, and we do a bike night once a month. Look into our website or Facebook and Instagram, and we're always putting that kind of information out. We buy all the pizzas. It's free, so it's not a bad time. And I want to say hello to my baby girl, Sophia, and my wife, Monica. Love you guys.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in. Again, this is MJ Smith with the Prescott Downtown Partnership. I'd like to remind you, Craig Brown told us about the text into 911. That service is now available countywide. We are looking at the Veterans Day Parade coming up on November 11th at 11 a.m. We also have the Holiday Light Parade scheduled for November 28th. The Christmas Parade and Courthouse Lighting will take place on December 5th, and Acker Night is planned for December 11th. If you are interested in participating in any of these events, please visit PrescottDowntown.com. Applications for the Holiday Light Parade are up. If you are interested in being a vendor for the Whiskey Row Rally, those applications are on the website as well. We are still looking for vendor participation. And if you are interested in participating in the Christmas Parade, please go to PrescottChamber.com, and they will have the applications available on there. Again, today we talked with Craig Brown, chairman of the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors, and with Shane and Jim from Blue Collar Customs. We appreciate your time today, gentlemen. Thank you so much for sitting with us.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of a Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.